Blog Talk Radio. Holy, that we may be in glory as the holy, in glory as the holy, in glory as the holy,
I'm not afraid to all over the world. I know that there are brothers that think like I do. According to the word of God, a righteous man, yes, a righteous man. A righteous man needs a virtuous woman. And I don't care what anybody says. A righteous man, a virtuous woman, fit like a hand and glove. There's so much love. A righteous man, I got a virtuous woman, fit unto me by God. All over the world, I know that there are brothers that think like I do. According to the word of God, a righteous man, yes, a righteous man, a righteous man needs a virtuous woman. And I don't care what anybody says. A righteous man, a virtuous woman, fit like a hand and glove. There's so much love. A righteous man, I got a virtuous woman, fit unto me by God.
I searched through the archives and it wasn't Good afternoon, everybody.
Man, that song be jamming, bro. I ain't gonna tell you no lie, bro.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Good afternoon, everybody. And welcome to another edition of The Absolute Truth. This is the Bible study that focuses on the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth concerning the Word of God, while leaving out all personal opinions, speculations, and beliefs. I'm Brother Joshua, and today, reading for me once again this week is one of my favorite readers. He's been around for a while. He's also one of the university, ABT University, master teachers in training. This is the one, the only, Jeff. Go ahead, brother.
All right. Peace, Brother Josh. Thanks for that introduction. I want to say peace to the elders, teachers, and students at ABT, and thanks for the privilege for being able to read for tonight's lesson. And there's an echo in the background as well.
That may be because I'm on the mic, you know, but praise God, Jeff, praise God. You know, we appreciate you reading for us today, and I feel like it's a privilege to have you read for us today. And I look forward to any and all input that you may have on this particular topic. And I know there's going to be some people that got something to say about this one. And before we get started, let me just remind everybody on Clubhouse that this is our Sabbath class. If this is your first time coming out to hear us, we welcome you. We hope you continue to study with us. We hope you continue to learn from us and to take notes and check behind everything that we tell you, right? But because this is our Sabbath study, we have to let you know that what that means for you in the listening audience, that you will not be allowed on stage to ask any questions or make any comments until the class is over. Again, hold all your questions and your comments until the class is over. Once the class is over, simply raise your hand, and one of my mods will bring you up, and you can ask any question and make any comment you want, provided you are respectful. And speaking of respect, for those of you in the chat room, make sure you keep it respectful as well, or my mods, as instructed, will kick you out of the room. You will not be warned. You will not be reasoned with. You will just be kicked out at the discretion of each individual moderator. So make sure if you really want to hear what's going on, you try to keep your comments and your disruptions and your blurting out scriptures under control. And the title of today's class is Being a Jew / Hebrew is a Religion. That's right, you heard correctly. Being a Jew / Hebrew is a religion. And I already know I ruffled some feathers just with this very title, but truth is truth, and it is what it is. Because I figure it was time to do this particular class in this particular way with this particular title in light of everything that's been going on with Israelites lately. Y'all know about everything going on with Kyrie. Y'all know all about this stuff, you know, and, of course, with Kanye or Ye. Y'all know about all of that, and that's got a lot of the Israelites riled up. You know, some people see it as a good thing. Some people see it as a bad thing. Me, personally, I think it could go either way. I'm taking a wait-and-see approach, right? Now, if you notice, in this title, I never deny or will deny that a Jew or a Hebrew is a race or an ethnicity. I never deny that. In fact, I affirm that being a Jew or a Hebrew is a race or ethnicity. So then you might say, Josh, how can it be a race and a religion? Because it is, and I'm going to show you that. See, we got to stop taking this either-or approach with everything in the scriptures. A lot of things in the scriptures are, in fact, either or. No, either that or is that. But some things in the scriptures are both. And when it comes to this word Jew, or in the Hebrew pronunciation, Yehuda, it has been through a lot of changes as far as its application and meaning over the years. And when I say years, I'm not talking decades. I'm talking millennia. It has been through a lot of changes. I did a whole class titled The Evolution of the Jew, in which I showed you the very first meaning and application of the word Jew or Yehuda to how it is used today. All the way from the beginning, all the way to how it's used today. The problem is people want to read a definition of a word, and they want to stop at a certain time in history of that word's evolution and pretend like it didn't go any further than that time in history. That's what they want to do. But our Hebrew forefathers did not look at that word that way. The word evolved over time, and they kept with the times. Quite frankly, sisters and brothers, what I'm trying to tell you is a lot of information you are being taught in these Hebrew Israelite camps is obsolete and outdated. They refuse to update their information as our Hebrew forefathers did. They refuse to do it. So you go to a camp and you get an out-of-date definition for the word Jew. And you take that out-of-date definition and you apply it to later times when the word Jew is used, not even understanding that by the time these later times came, the word Jew had additional applications. That's not to say that the original applications were no longer in use. You just got to look at the context. But people like to pretend like they don't see the evolution of the word Jew. And because they try to pretend like they don't see the definition or the evolution of the definition of the word Jew, they try to pretend like they can't see that it's a religion. It was not always used to mean a religion. It was not always used in that way. But it evolved to that way. In fact, if you really want to get technical, when you look at the word Jew in the Hebrew, you get Yehuda, which is Judah. So originally, the word just meant Judah, the individual, one of the 12 sons of Jacob. Then it began to refer to the tribe that he started. Then it began to refer to, after the nation of Israel split, it began to refer to the southern kingdom and the three tribes that the southern kingdom consisted of. Then after the Babylonian captivity, it began to refer to anybody under the banner of Hebrew or Israelite. So by the time you get to the first century, sisters and brothers, the word Jew is a blanket term for Hebrew or Israelite in general. Don't believe me? Read what Paul said. Paul said he was from the tribe of Benjamin. But when one of the Greek soldiers or Roman soldiers or whoever that was mistook Paul for an Egyptian, Paul said, I'm a Jew. Remember, originally, other than meaning the individual Judah, Jew meant from the tribe of Judah. So how can Paul say in one breath he's from the tribe of Benjamin and in the next breath say he's a Jew? That would be a contradiction unless you understand that the word Jew in Paul's time had evolved to also just simply mean I'm an Israelite. I'm a Hebrew. And you got to look at the context of how the word is used to understand if he's using an older application of it or if he's using a newer, more evolved application of it. And once you understand this, you will see in your own Bible that the term even evolved to mean a religion, a specific kind of religion, but still a religion. So when I go on Facebook and I see people on Clubhouse saying stuff like, I don't have a religion, I just keep the commandments. Well, no disrespect, but you're only showing how ignorant of the scriptures you are. You're showing how ignorant of the Hebrew culture and history that you are. Because if you were really keeping up with the times, you would know that Jew or Jewish or Judaism is the name that they came up with. You got people say ignorant stuff like this today because of we're the real Jews. They're Jewish. They wish they were the Jews. That is ignorant. You don't understand the concept of the suffix ish. The suffix ish does not always mean like something or kind of like it. Like I say, I'm baby-ish or I'm child-ish. when it is attached to the end of an ethnicity or a race, it means you are that. But you got ignorant, slow scholars out here coming at you with pseudo-etymology, trying to get you to believe that if you stick ish on the end of the word Jew, that means you're admitting you're like a Jew. Okay, so what do you say about people who are Scottish? Same concept. They say, I'm Scottish. Does that mean they're saying, oh, we're like the Scots? We're like people from Scotland? No. When you hear Scottish, you know that means, hey, he's saying he's from Scotland, all right? His pedigree is from the Scots. But when you get to the word Jew and put ish on it, now you want to make ish mean something other than what it means when you attach it to the end of any other racial group or ethnicity. I keep telling y'all, y'all are being taught by pseudo-scholars. Pseudo-scholars are people who pretend to have scholarship. They sound very convincing, but they really don't know what they're talking about. The word pseudo just means fake or false. So when I hear somebody jump up, and it's always somebody from the Black Hebrew background, and I have to say Black Hebrew because I know the Hebrews, the original Hebrews were Black. I know that. But you have to say that because you never know who's listening. Because if you just got somebody who don't know anything about it and they hear the word Hebrew or just Jew, they instantly think of the white Jews. So I say Black Hebrew not as an insult. I say it to distinguish. You have to do it. You can't treat your audience like it's only a specific audience when you're going public and you're letting everybody hear what you're saying. But when I hear Black Hebrews say, I don't have a religion. Being a Jew or a Hebrew or an Israelite is not a religion. I know you are a pseudo-scholar. I know you are not learned. I know you are not studied. I know you are just camping. And by definition, y'all, in case y'all didn't know, camping is a phrase that I coined that just simply means you're pushing your camp's doctrine. That's why we call this a no camping zone. We don't want to hear camp doctrine. We want to hear absolute Bible truth. A lot of y'all just camping. A lot of y'all come to other people's clubhouse rooms and y'all start pitching tents and start making fires. You follow what I'm saying? You're setting up camp. You're ready to start camping. No, this is a no camping zone. So I'm going to show you exactly what the title of this room says, because it seems like Satan didn't want this to be on the record. Because I know I hit replay. I always do. And for whatever reason, you got the replay shut off. But thanks to Nautica and Charles Goodlow, who hit me up in the back chat, they brought that to my attention. I would have never saw it. Or I would have saw it and it was too late, and I would have been well into this. Right? So we're going to get this started first, Jeff, at Galatians chapter 1. Because I want y'all to see that I am not making this stuff up. This is not something I came up with. I did not come up with the phrase Judaism or Jewish. The people who did come up with it got it from the scriptures. We come up with all kinds of little crazy stuff. See, I'm a Jew. You're Jewish. You wish you were Jew. You wish you were smart because that's stupid what you just said. That is not what Jewish means. Stop breaking words up and making new unrelated words out of them. That's what we do. We play Scrabble with words and think that's knowledge, think that's scholarship. How many words can I make out of this word? However many words I can make out of this word, that determines the definition of the original word. That is stupid. Y'all are playing Scrabble. Right? So this is Galatians chapter 1. We're going to read 13 to 14. Galatians chapter 1. 13 to 14. When you get there, Jeff, read, please.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 13. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion.
In the what?
The Jews' religion.
Now, this is Paul talking. And don't worry, we're going to look this up. He said, for ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, which I just got to bring out one point when looking at this, because the One West Hebrew will tell you that the Gentiles that Paul was talking to were actually Jews who were scattered and living as Gentiles, and that's why they got the name Gentile. Well, if that is the case, why is Paul saying the Jews' religion and not our religion? You don't say something like that to somebody who is a part of the same religion you are. You don't say the Jews' religion. You don't say our religion. But he said the Jews' religion. He said, you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion. That's right there in your Bible. And a lot of y'all are King James only. The One West Hebrews, the main people that claim they don't have a religion. They'll say, we don't have a religion. Then what is Paul talking about here? In the Jews' religion, continue please, Jeff, how that
beyond measure, I persecuted the church of God and wasted it.
So he's telling you what he did while he was in the Jews' religion. Read verse 14, please.
And profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father.
So that's twice that he said Jews' religion. Paul was an Israelite. If he says that the Jews got a religion, I got to go with Paul. Y'all say y'all don't got a religion, but y'all claim y'all are Israelites just like Paul. Something is wrong here. Either Paul is wrong, or your elder is wrong, or your captain is wrong, or your more is wrong, or your general is wrong, or your priest is wrong. Don't push the King James only doctrine on me, and then when I show you something the King James says, you don't want to own up to it. Paul said, Jews religion, meaning the Jews have a religion. Is that hard, Jeff? Is anybody lost yet? Did I lose anybody? Anybody scratching their head yet? Pretty simple. The Jews have a religion. But here's what's so funny about this. What we're going to do is we're going to go to the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, and we're going to look up the word translated Jews' religion both times in Galatians 1 and 13 and Galatians 1 and 14. It's the same Greek word, 2454, in the Greek section of the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance or the Blue Letter Bible. Again, 2454. In the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, in the Greek section, right? Now pay attention to what this says. And the word is eudemos. Eudemos. It says, from Greek 2450, and we're going to look that up too, Judaism. That's the word, y'all. Judaism. Jeff, how many times have you ever heard any Hebrew camp that's messianic refer to their belief as Judaism?
I've never heard it. They've always referred to it as the Ashkenazi Jews, as practicing Judaism.
That's what they will tell you. What did Paul just say he was practicing?
Judaism.
That's the meaning of the word.
Yeah.
And it says, this is what it means. That is the Jewish faith and usages, and it says Jews' religion. And I'm going to show y'all. That's what the word is there. The best English equivalent we have for that Greek word, eudemos, is Judaism. But it says it's from the Greek 2450, right? Now, this is where it really gets interesting at. 2450, and the Greek is, that word is, eudizo. Eudizo. And it says, from Greek 2453, and it literally means to become a Judean. That's what they call the Jews, by the way. They call them Judeans. That is, Judaized. Wait a minute. So Paul says that he was practicing Judaism, which comes from another word which means to Judaize. And by the way, Judaize means to literally make into a Jew. If it's only a race, how can you make somebody into it? Why are there Greek words that mean make into a Jew if you can only be a Jew by blood? You got a definition, just tell on people, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
This is a religion. He's not describing blood. He's describing a religion. But why don't the One West Hebrews and some other Hebrew camp want you to know this? Because they don't want you to believe that anybody can become a Jew. Anybody can become a Jew, y'all. It's not an exclusive club where only blood family members can be it. The Jews believe this. Paul believes this. I'm going to show you Jesus believes this. It is a religion. So are the Jews over there in the land, are they Jews if they're really practicing the religion and really are trying to do it? Yes, they are, but they're not blood Jews. See, there's Jew the blood, and there's Jew the religion. And as long as you try to pretend like you don't see both, your Bible is going to continue to expose you. Definition of words are going to continue to expose you. Paul literally used a word that means Judaism, which can be translated as Jews religion or Judaism. If you translate it as Judaism, which we're going to look up that word, you get the same thing. It's the religion of the Jews. So who is the dummy, the moron, walking around saying they're an Israelite, but they don't have a religion, but Paul was an Israelite, and he said they had a religion twice? Who's teaching you that? Where are you getting this stuff from? You're not getting it from your Bible. Somebody show me anywhere in the Bible where the Jews said we don't have a religion. Somebody show me that. I can't read that anywhere. But what I can read in the King James Version Bible, your favorite Bible, so y'all are King James only. We're King James mostly. That means we mostly use the King James, but we're not limited only to the King James. But then when I follow your rule, King James only, and I show you stuff like this, watch how many people trying to make excuses. Now they ain't going to like Paul no more. It don't matter because Paul ain't the only person that said this. And it comes from a word that literally means to make someone into a Jew. That's what Judaize means. It means to make somebody into a Jew. Just like sodomize, it means to make somebody into a sodomite. You got to learn what words mean and how they're used. So can everybody see that this word, Jews religion, showed that the Jews had a religion? Can everybody see that? You see that, Jeff? Everybody on stage?
It's clear.
And when you look it up in the Greek, it gives you a word that has the word Jew in it. Judaism. It's letting you know that being a Jew is a religion as well. So guess what, y'all? It is anti-Semitic to say somebody is not a Jew who is practicing the Jewish faith. That's anti-Semitic. It is. You cannot say you're not a Jew if they're practicing the faith. Now, they're claiming to be a Jew by blood. That's a whole different discussion. But if they're saying I'm a Jew because I practice the faith, or I'm Jewish because I practice the faith, you cannot deny them that. And if you do, that is being anti-Semitic. So, yes, a lot of you Hebrew Israelites, the black ones, y'all are anti-Semitic, but not just against the fake Jews, you know, by blood, but also against the other Hebrew Israelites. Because you're telling them, what makes you a Jew? That's why we tell everybody at ABT, we are Hebrews, we are Jews, we are Israelites, not by blood, because we can't prove that. Nobody can. Not today. But we are practicing Jews. That's why we say our Hebrew forefathers. All y'all are trying to establish these blood ties. When in all actuality, all of us are just Jewish. Because if you can't prove the blood, then you're just Jewish by, you know, by faith, by practice, by religion. Nobody here can trace their blood lineage back to a tribe. That's why they invented a 12-tribe chart, which has been debunked time and time again. That's why they got to invent this stuff. It's funny how all 12 of the tribes just neatly and organized end up in specific areas of the world. That's so funny to me, even though the prophets said that all of the tribes will be scattered to the four corners of the earth. I mean, all over the world. So for you to just say the American Negro is Judah, that is stupid. Judah is everywhere. He's on the four corners of the earth. He's not just in America. He's all over. He's in Jamaica, too. He's in Haiti, too. You can't just itemize the tribes and place them where you want them to be. That is pseudo scholarship. You cannot just do that. This is why if you get an honest one West Hebrew, notice I said an honest one, and you really hold their feet to the fire, they will admit, I can't really prove that I'm from any of these tribes on this chart or according to this chart. That's something they made up. Now, if they want to do that, that's their business. I'm not knocking them for that. But when you start taking something that somebody pulled out of their behind and trying to tell us that's the gospel truth, I take issue with that. I don't knock other people's beliefs. I knock other people's beliefs when they try to pretend like it's what the Bible says, and it doesn't. Because I'm not here to try to make anybody believe anything they don't want to believe. And a lot of y'all don't want to believe the truth. A lot of y'all want a fantasy. Y'all want a storybook ending to whatever you've been going through in life. And this appeals to you. I don't have a problem with that. But the fact of the matter is, until you can prove that you are an Israelite by blood, then you are nothing but an Israelite or a Jew by religion, because being a Jew is a religion. Paul just told you that twice, and we're going to show you over and over again. Old Testament, New Testament, and Apocrypha. That's what they believe. I don't care about your elder. Don't come in here telling me what your elder said. Don't come in here repeating what he said. Go to these verses and these sources or your own sources. Look them up and tell me I'm lying. Don't come on here with your emotions. I don't care how you feel. If you want to talk about your emotions, hit my Cash App up, drop $120 in it, and I will listen to you talk about your emotions all day. I will be your therapist. So that's what therapists do. They sit and they listen to you vent about how you feel and what you're going through. You want to do that to me, it's going to cost you. You ain't going to get no free therapy up in here. But if you want to deal with scholarship, that's free. And we're going to deal with scholarship, not how you feel. Because too many of y'all confusing truth with emotion. They're not the same thing, y'all. They're just not. But check this out, right? So now that we see that, now we're going to go back and see some other translations. First, we're going to go to the ERV. That is the, by the way, that's the easy-to-read version. This is Galatians 1, 13 and 14. Look what it says in the ERV, easy-to-read version. You have heard about my past life in the Jewish religion. I persecuted the church of God very much. Hold on, I think, no, my bad. ESV. They're right next to each other. Y'all know I'm on ESARD. ESV, English Standard Version. Galatians 1, 13 and 14. Look what it says. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. Verse 14. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people, so extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. You see how this other translation shall put Judaism right there?
Yes.
Now, were they just adding that, or did they go to the Greek and got the word that is the equivalent of that, which is eudemos? They went to the Greek. The King James translates it as the Jews' religion. The Jews' religion is called Judaism in English, or eudemos in Greek. It is a religion. See, a lot of y'all think you are Yehuda when you are really eudemos. Now, I'm doing semantics because they're the same as far as like what you're saying, but eudemos is used for the religion. And we say Judaism in English. That's what you call the religion. So where are y'all getting this, I don't have a religion crap from? Where y'all getting that from? The Jews have a religion. It's right there. But let me show you another translation. We're going to go to the Darby Bible. It's Galatians 1, 13 and 14. For you have heard what was my conversation formerly in Judaism, that I excessively persecuted the assembly of God and ravished it, verse 14, and advanced in Judaism beyond many my contemporaries in my nation, being exceedingly zealous of the doctrine of my fathers. That's what you call the religion. One West Hebrews. Non-one West Hebrews. Your religion is called Judaism. It's not something that the Jews or the white Jews came up with. They did not invent this. It was your pseudo-scholar elder who told you you don't have a religion, that there's no label ever used for what you worship. It was your pseudo-scholar elder that told you that Jew is only a race. Don't get mad at me. Somebody say something? Don't you, Jeff?
No, but I was just about to say, like, in the easy-to-read version of Bible Gateway, in verse 13, it just says it plain out. You have heard about my past life in the Jewish religion. So it just goes to confirm what you're saying.
Exactly. They have a religion. So let me ask y'all on the stage before I continue, come off the mic and be honest. Have you ever heard a black Hebrew, one of us or not, say they don't have a religion?
Yes.
Yes.
Were they messianic, meaning they believed the New Testament?
I heard it a million times, yep.
They say they believe the New Testament. Right there in your King James, Paul said the Jews got a religion. So what is that? If they got a religion, now you got to determine what that is. Now, one thing y'all do got right as the Israelites is what that religion is. Y'all say, I don't have a religion. I just keep the commandments. You fool, that is your religion. That's what your religion is, the laws, the statutes, and the commandments. We're going to show you that. But you do have a religion. Stop trying to be special. Stop trying to be different. There's nothing wrong with being an individual, but some of us try to be different just for the sake of being different, just to try to stand out and appear special. And that's where divisions start happening, unnecessary division. If it's not important, if it doesn't go against the word, if you're not sinning, I don't care about any type of differences you and I have. That's why I don't make a big deal when people want to say Yahuwah, Yahweh, Ariah, I mean, Ahiah, I'm thinking about Ariel, daughter, Ahiah. That doesn't bother me. I know who you mean, and you know I know who you mean. I'm not going to divide over that. That's the name you want to use. I don't care. Jesus, Yeshua, Yahushua, Yahawashah, I don't care about any of that stuff. As long as I know when you say Yeshua or Yahushua or Yahawashah, you mean the guy we know as Jesus in the New Testament, we good. But when you start making divisions that have us going against the word and contradicting the word, I take issue with that. Because now y'all have tried to be so individualistic that now you're saying stuff that's not true according to the scriptures, like we don't have a religion. As Israelites, as Jews, as Hebrews, you do have a religion. Stop with this madness. And watch, some fool going to pop up in here late and be like, Jew is not a religion. It's a race. Some juddy come lately. Some show up at the party when the bar closed and everybody about to leave the club. That's how late you are. You know, they ain't even serving drinks no more. That's how late you are. But you're going to come and try to be the life of the party when the party's shutting down. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all, a lot of y'all used to club. I never club, but y'all know what I'm talking about. You don't show up at 4 o'clock in the morning when the bar closed and they don't get last call. You don't show up being trying to be the life of the party. You know what I'm saying? DJ even don't left. That's how people like to do. They like to show up at the end when everything don't been proven and said and done. Now they want to try to throw their hat into the ring. No. It's a religion, people. But let me show you something else. I also downloaded the Sefer Bible. See, the Sefer Bible uses Hebrew names, like transliteration, right? And I'm going to show you, even in a Hebrew Bible, look what it says. This is Galatians 1, 12, I'm sorry, 13 and 14, in the Sefer Bible. Look what it says. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in Yahudism. Yahudaism. Notice all he did was just transliterated it with the yod sound instead of the J sound. But they still know there is Yahudaism. You can see Judah in the name. Right? How that beyond measure I persecuted the called out assembly of Elohim and wasted it. Verse 14. And property in Yahudaism above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. So if you want to transliterate it with more of a Hebraic dialect, it will be Yahudaism. That's what we are all practicing right now. Whether you are a blood Jew or not, that is the name of your religion. And I'm going to show you that Paul didn't even come up with this. I'm going to show you that this is a word that had been in use for hundreds of years before Christianity. So don't try to put it on, oh, this is something that the Christians came up with then. No. It pre-exists Christian times. Because that's what the one West Hebrews will try to do. If you back them into a corner, they'll try to say, well, you know, the Christians are the one that first coined that phrase. We're not going to go by any label they came up with. No, actually, our Hebrew forefathers coined this phrase when they also became Greek-speaking Jews as well. So don't try to play any games with me. You are practicing Judaism or Yahudaism if it makes you feel more Hebrewish. But let's move on. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go to atimonline.com, and we're going to get the etymology of Judaism. You know, like how did this word, Judaism, come into our English language? Because, you know, these pseudo-scholars will tell you anything. Well, the translators made that up. They'll blame it on everybody. They'll say the Jews, the white Jews made up this word. If you bust them on that, they'll claim the Christians made up this word. If you bust them on that, they'll start saying it's a mistranslation. They're always looking for a way out. I like to slam the door in every direction they run. Just trap them in the house completely. Every time they try to run to a door, you just slam the door and lock it. Because they're just stuck in the house and have to deal with it. That's how you do it. Right? Check this out. This is a Tim Online. Jewish.com under Judaism. It's a noun. It says circa 1400, meaning that's around the time this word came into use, around the 1400s. Attested in Anglo-Latin from mid-13th century, from Old French, Judaisme, and directly from late Latin, Judaismus, from Greek, Eudemos. We just looked that up. Eudemos, that's what we looked up in the stone. From Iudas, Jew. We already knew that it came from the word Jew. We already knew that. It says the Anglo-Latin reference is from a special tax levy on the Jews of England. Earlier in the same sense was Euhede, meaning Jewish faith, Judaism, literally Jewhood. It literally means Jewhood. And just in case y'all were thinking, it don't mean a hood Jew or a Jew that act like he's from the hood. It's the suffix hood, and I'm going to look that up for y'all. When you put the suffix hood on something, what that means. Still on Attempt Online, let's look up that word hood. See, we ain't got to play all these games. I can prove to you that it's a religion, too. They don't want you to know it's a religion, too. Because once you know it's a religion, too, then you know anybody can practice it. Anybody can be it. That's why they don't want you to know. That's why a lot of them mad at me right now. They can't refute or debunk anything I'm saying, but they mad at me. And only people who get mad at the truth are people who love lies. Truth supposed to make you glad. It's supposed to make you mad, but they get mad. I keep telling y'all, everybody is not deceived. Some people like lying. Why do y'all find that so hard to believe, that some people like lies? Like y'all never ran across no liars in y'all life. Like, liars did not become a thing until you got woke. People like lies. That's not really rocket science. That's kind of like almost human nature. We gravitate towards pleasant things, and we, you know, reject unpleasant things to our senses. You know what I'm saying? To our preferences. That's what we do. So when people get mad about you just putting out information that's true, it's not because they're deceived, not that they're, you know, intelligent and can follow what you're saying. It's because they really just don't like the truth. And there are a lot of people on this Clubhouse app, plainly speaking, who just don't like the truth. I've made peace with that. I don't try to figure it out or overanalyze it anymore. I just say, yo, some people just don't like the truth. I did a class years ago titled, The Truth Is Not For Everybody. I'm sure we can all agree on that, because if the truth were for everybody, nobody would be going to hell. We'd all embrace it and get into the kingdom. But the Bible tells us a lot of people are going to hell. In fact, it gives the impression that there will be more people going to hell than getting into the kingdom. This is what it says under hood for the suffix. It says word-forming element, meaning it's a word-forming element, meaning you attach it or compound it to another word, meaning state or condition of being. Look what it says, state or condition of being. So when you use the word Jewhood, it literally means being a Jew. The state or condition of being a Jew, not being like a Jew. That's not what Jewish means. Does not mean you wish you were a Jew. That is pseudo-scholarship. Your elder, your leader, your more, your captain, your general, if they told you that, your priest, they are pseudo-scholars. That's not what Jewish means. It means the state or condition of being. It's equivalent to Jewhood, right? It says, from Old English had condition, quality, position. That means you are in the condition of a Jew, the quality or the position of a Jew. Right? As in field had or childhood. When you talk about your childhood, you're not saying you're childish. Your childhood means the time when you were actually a child. See, when I talk about my childhood, that means when I was a child. But if somebody calls me childish, I could still be a child, but I could be an 80-year-old man and be called childish. Do y'all see the difference between childish and childhood? See, nobody likes to talk about this. And nobody likes to talk about when you put ish at the end of an ethnicity or a race, what it means. Right? It says, priests had priesthood, were had manhood. It says, continent with German, hike or kite or Dutch, from Proto-Germanic, hated, manner, quality, literally, right, appearance. Y'all get the point. Having Jewhood just means being a Jew. And when we look up Judaism, it told you it is related to Jewhood. It literally means being a Jew. But Judaism is talking about the religion. So it means you are a Jew by religion, by faith. So, yes, it is anti-Semitic for us to say that somebody is not a Jew if they are practicing Judaism. Now, if they're claiming to be Jews by blood, which y'all know that's what the white Jews claim, then that's a whole different discussion. But you cannot tell somebody they cannot become a Jew. They can become a Jew. White people can become Jews. Africans can become Jews. Chinese people, Japanese people, anybody can become a Jew by religion, not by blood. Don't come on this stage and be an idiot. Man, how you going to become a Jew if you ain't born a Jew? Don't come on here and say that dumb mess, man. Ain't nobody even talking about that. Try to keep up. There's Jew by blood and there's Jew by religion. We're talking about Jew by religion. Let's continue. Now, we're going to go to Acts chapter 26, Jeff. See, they don't like this kind of stuff. Time to get away from all these pseudo-scholars and feel-good doctrines. Y'all love trying to say the Christians like to tell people what they want to hear. Israelite camps do it too. Israelite camps got the same con running. The Christian church made you feel good because they said you were saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, made you feel special. The camp turned around and said, nah, we're going to try something else. We're going to make you feel good by telling you you're the chosen of God. The Sunday church, the Christian church, they call you the elect. The Hebrew camps call you the chosen. Elect and chosen are synonyms. They mean the same thing. They're all baiting you in with the same thing. Now, the crazy part about it is both are telling the truth if you're living that life correctly. If you are really living like a true Christian, you are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you are really living like a Jew or an Israelite, you are his chosen. I'm not saying that's a lie, but don't act like both sides ain't using the same tactic to attract you. They're both trying to make you feel special. But they're trying to make you feel special for the wrong reason. There's nothing wrong with trying to make somebody feel special. If you're in this truth, you are special. That's no question. But they want you to believe you're special because you are a Jew or because you are a Christian. No, it's how you carry yourself. And we're going to show you later that if you're not carrying yourself, if you're not practicing Judaism, like, sincerely, then you are not even considered a Jew by blood. That's why I laugh every time somebody try to jump up and establish their Jewhood, and that's a real word, when they try to establish their Jewhood or Hebrewhood or Israelitehood by blood. I always laugh when people go through so much trouble to try to prove that, when none of that matters if you're not living as a Jew, if you're not practicing Judaism. We put so much effort into the flesh. That's what we do. The effort is supposed to be mainly on living like a Jew, That's where the emphasis is supposed to be at. Because if you're not living like a Jew, you're not a Jew anyway, period. God don't even recognize you as a Jew if you just happen to be by blood. And this is why these Lion One West organizations don't want you to know that being a Jew or an Israelite or a Hebrew is also a religion, because then that opens the door for anybody to be a Jew. That's why they don't want you to know that. That's why they face stuff like Jews don't have religion. True Jews, we ain't got a religion. Y'all can go on Facebook right now. Somebody Google it right now. Google just, "I don't have a religion" meme. You can Google almost the exact words. "I don't have a religion. I keep the law, statutes, and commandments." Google that and put meme behind it if you get a time, a chance, somebody on stage. And then post it up in the link so people can see it. They got a whole meme saying this stuff. Got ignorant Israelites walking around saying they don't have a religion, even though they King James Version Bible, Paul says it twice. Now we're going to see third time. Let's go to Acts 26, 1 to 5. This is Paul talking to Agrippa. Y'all keep listening to these pseudo-scholar elders if y'all want to. Acts 26, 1 through 5. Go ahead and read, please, Jeff.
Acts chapter 26, verse 1. "Then Agrippa said to Paul, 'You are permitted to speak for yourself.' So Paul stretched out his hand and answered for himself, 'I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because today I shall answer for myself before concerning all the things of which I'm accused by the Jews.'"
So Paul is on trial, and he's been accused by the Jews, and he's standing before King Agrippa. Watch what he tells him. Go ahead and read.
Verse 3, "Especially because you are expert in all customs and questions which have to do with the Jews. Therefore, I beg you to hear me patiently."
Mm-hmm. What version are you reading, by the way, Jeff?
New King James
Version. I mean, I'm following along with you. I was just trying to make sure I got the right thing open. I'm like, am I following along?
You're my eyesight going, I'm trying to read off of Bible Hub on my PC, so I got mixed up. But especially because I know thee to be an expert in questions which are among the Jews, which I beseech thee to hear me patiently.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, "My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews."
Now, Paul is telling Agrippa, "My manner of life from my youth, you know, since I was a child, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews." In other words, everybody know how I live. My own people all know how I live. It's no secret. Continue.
Verse 5, "Which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I led the Pharisees."
Now, he said after the most straitest sect, that means like a denomination or camp. So he said after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. So now he's telling you that the Jews' religion had different sects or camps or denominations in it, just like it does today. See, y'all don't even understand. That's why you got One West Hebrews and you got regular Hebrews. Y'all are all under the same religion, but you're different sects. Same thing with the other Jews, the white Jews. They have different sects under their religion or Judaism, too. We all trying to pretend like we're so different. We're so unique. You have a religion, too, Mr. Jew. And your name is in your religion, just like Christ is in Christianity. I mean, that makes sense. Well, what about Islam? Islam means submission, but another name for Islam is Muhammadism. See, the founder or the source of your religion is typically going to be in the name. Christian religions are centered around Christ, so it's called Christ or Christianity. Islam is centered around Muhammad, so it's also called Muhammadism. And, of course, Judaism is centered around the Jews, so it's called Judaism. This is not hard. But that's what you're practicing. That's what Paul called it. He said the Jews' religion. So don't come at me talking about you ain't got no religion. No, you ain't got no sense because you ain't even reading what your own Bible says. You do have a religion. And it's called Judaism. And it was not coined by the fake or so-called fake Jews. It was not coined by them. It is rooted in etymology and true scholarship. There is a Jew that means religion or the religion. So don't get mad at us if we let white people, and we have and do, let white people in our camp, and we say they are Jews too. We're not claiming they're Jews by blood. Heck, we're not even claiming we're Jews by blood. But we're all Jews by religion. And we did not make this up. Remember when I did that class a year ago and I was talking about spiritual Jews? Ain't no such thing as spiritual Jews. They went crazy on Clubhouse coming after me. There's no such thing as a spiritual Jew. See, you can't. That's what your elder told you. That's what your moray told you. That's what your captain told you. That's what your general told you. That's what your priest told you. And all of them are pseudo-scholars. You sit here right here reading Galatians 1, 13 and 14 with your own eyes, and I bet you some of y'all still here like, I don't believe it, because you don't really believe the Bible. You believe man. You have no direction. You don't know who to really follow. How's somebody going to tell you that the Bible is the truth and then go against the Bible and you believe them? You can't tell me the Bible is the truth and then go against the Bible and still have me believe in you. You double talking. So the Bible is only the truth when you preaching it? But when I see something in it myself, I don't supposed to believe it. I'm supposed to believe you. We're in a very sad state, sisters and brothers. We really are. But he said, I live after the straightest set of our religion. Now, this is another Greek word here. We're going to go to the Strong's and Boston Concordance again, and we're going to look up the word translated religion in Acts 26 and 5, and it is 2356 in the Greek section of the Strong's and Boston Concordance, 2653. The word translated religion. I'm sorry, I said that backwards. I'm getting dyslexic. 2356. I think I might have said it right the first time. We'll see. But it's 2356. And the word is threskaia, threskaia. And it says from a derivative of Greek 2357, and it means ceremonial observance, religion, worshiping. Let me ask you a question, Jeff, and I hope I don't insult your intelligence when I ask you this question. But when you keep the Sabbath, is that a ceremonial observance?
Ceremony or service, that's a good question. Yes.
Is the Sabbath a ceremony? Ceremony means something that a bunch of people come together to celebrate or observe something.
Yes, because part of it is having a service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? And look at that word observance there. Are the other holy days ceremonial observances? Are they?
Say that again.
Are the other holy days ceremonial observances like the Sabbath?
Yes, sir.
Right? Is sacrificing animals a ceremonial observance?
Yes, it is.
So when Paul talked about his religion, that covered anything pertaining to the worship of God, because it also said worshiping. What do we come together on the Sabbath to do besides study and learn? What else do we come together to do, Jeff?
Fellowship.
I mean, but what do we do for God? Or to God?
We submit and we...
Begins with a W, Jeff. You're overthinking it. Begins
praise
with...
Praise or worship?
Worship.
Worship?
Yes.
Okay. My
bad. I be quizzing y'all so much, y'all think everything deep.
You got it.
Yep. Second and third layer.
Y'all think everything deep. Everything ain't deep, y'all. I know I can get deep, but everything ain't that deep. I got to find a way. I got to find a way to turn off that mechanism that y'all have when I be talking to y'all, because y'all think everything deep. I put it on me. I'm not blaming y'all, because I know it's me. I got to figure out a way so y'all can just be like, okay, it ain't that deep. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all stay in deep analytical mode. You know, and that's cool. But notice one of the definitions is worshiping. Do we worship on the side of y'all?
Yes.
So this is, so when we come together on the Sabbath, this is our religion. That's why Paul said the set of our religion. Paul is saying again, he's using a different Greek word here, but he's still saying they got a religion. You got Judaism, which specifies the religion, and then you just got the word phrase kaya, that just means religion in general, and then you got to get the context to know which one you're talking about. And you know from the context that Paul is talking about the Jews' religion. So who keeps up this falsehood, this pseudo-scholarship of Hebrews don't have a religion? Who keeps telling y'all that? They're not reading this. They can't be. And don't think you're off the hook if you're a Tanakh-only Hebrew, because I got something for you, too. You're not getting away either. Like I say, I slam the door at every exit. You are trapped. You have to deal with this. Right? But let's continue, Jeff. Now that we see that, now it says it comes from, it's a derivative of 2357. Let's see what that word is. And that word is phraseos. And it says probably from the base of Greek 2360, ceremonious in worship as demonstrative, that is pious, religious. So this word is describing your attributes. Like if you say you're religious, that means you are very serious about observing your religion, or you're pious, which means like you're holy or righteous. Right? I want y'all to remember that. Now, we're going to go to Atim online, and we're going to see how the word, the English word religion, came into the English language. So y'all see how deep we get with this stuff? See, that's why Jeff always think I'm asking him something deep, because we get deep. Nautica the same way. Y'all should see something. Boy, Nautica worse than you, Jeff. Nautica always thinking, her thinking always dialed up at 11. I might ask her something like, something real simple like, how much did it cost to fix your tire? You know, something simple like that. You know, like she might say something like $50. I mean, the answer is like $50 or $55 or something. She thinks everything is a dang quiz question, Jeff. what you trying to say, Josh? You trying to say if I take the circumference of the tire and multiply it by how fast I was going when I went over the nail, or are you trying to get that to determine the overall? Girl, I just asked you how much you paid. Just look at a receipt. You feel me? Everybody got it dialed. Everybody got it dialed all the way up. I got to figure out a way to bring y'all down, too, because I don't want y'all to think that everything is a quiz question. Sometimes I just be asking you a question in general, you know, like a basic question, right? But this is atimonline.com. Or y'all pretty good at turning it off. I got to give him credit. He's pretty good at turning it on and turning it off. He's pretty good. This is all religion. It's a noun. It says circle, 1200. That means this word first came into use around the 1200s. And it says religion. And it says state or life bound by monastic vows. So it originally meant a state of life bound by monastic vows. Like, you know, if you're in a monastery, that's what it refers to. Also, this is what it also meant, action or conduct indicating a belief in a divine power and reverence for and desire to please it. Jeff, do we fall in that category?
Yes, sir.
So we have a religion.
That's right.
And the word religion is in the Bible. The definition of it plays out in the Bible. There are two words in the Bible, in the New Testament anyway, used for religion, by Israelites. And yet, your Israelite elder tells you you don't have a religion, and you proudly, yet ignorantly, go out into the world and post on Facebook, I don't have a religion. I keep the law, statutes, and commandments. Your idiotic butt don't even understand that is a religion. And it's called a religion. Don't get mad at me. Because the same person who told you you don't have a religion have you out there proudly looking down on and judging other people who use the word religion. But you don't like it when somebody turn it back on you and show you you ain't any different. You got a religion too. And the sad thing is your Bible tells you that. That's the sad thing about it. Your Bible tells you you got a religion. Right there in your Bible. Do not get mad at me. Don't. You can't even play the game. Well, they don't even supposed to be there. You know, they'll try to play that too. Please, come on the stage and try that with me and watch you get embarrassed. Try to play games with me. Because no matter how many times we do this, somebody always tries to think they can weasel their way in and try to con themselves through an academic conversation. You cannot con yourself through an academic conversation with a real academic. You cannot do that. I will not go into a doctor's office and they're talking about brain surgery and I try to be slick and throw on a white doctor's jacket and try to talk all intelligently and use doctor jargon, right? And try to get into the conversation and pretend like I know what I'm talking about. That is stupid. It will not take them long to figure me out. Yet you got people who try to pull the same crap in here. They think because they are pseudo-scholars, we're all pseudo-scholars, and therefore they can con their way through a conversation. Because if it's all pseudo-scholarship, anybody can con their way through it. You have to learn who you're dealing with. Just because you lie for a living don't mean everybody lies for a living. But look what else it says. I'm going to read this again. It says, also, action of conduct indicating a belief in a divine power and reverence for and desire to please it. That is us. We do believe in a divine power, and we believe in reverencing it, and pleasing it. That would be the Most High. It says from Anglo-French religion, Old French religion, and religion, piety. That's related to the word pious. It says devotion. Religious community, that means a community of people who worship, right? That's us. And directly from Latin, religionem, nominative, religio, look what it means. For what is sacred, do we have respect for things that are sacred, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do the One West Counts claim the same thing? They got respect for that which is sacred?
Yes, they do. They keep the Sabbath and the holy days, so.
So they are a religion too.
Yes.
Right? Okay. It also says it also can mean reverence for the God, conscientiousness, sense of right. There's a sense of right, you know, like right or wrong, moral obligation. It can also mean fear of the God or divine service, religious observance. A religion, a faith, a mode of worship, a cult. Yes, even cults are religions, y'all. Even cults, right? Sanctity, holiness, and it says in late Latin, monastic life. So even when we look at the origin of the word, the English word religion, and where it comes from, it still agrees with everything we've been saying. So you do have a religion, which means being a Jew is a religion. You cannot play these games with us. Stop telling people you don't have a religion, and stop telling people being a Jew is only a race, or being an Israelite or a Hebrew is only a race. No, it's a religion too. It's called Judaism or Yehudaism. But let me show you something else. Now let's go to James chapter 1. Everybody want to play a game? See, I don't gave up on this whole people just deceived. Everybody ain't no deceived. Miss me with that crap. Everybody's so quick to give people the benefit of the doubt. And then the same people that's so quick to give people the benefit of the doubt, Jeff, don't trust anybody. That's an oxymoron. That's a paradox. You quit to give people the benefit of the doubt, but at the same time, you don't trust anybody. No, everybody is not deceived. Some of y'all love lies. I can always tell who just don't know and who just love the lie. If somebody don't know and you show them, they're either going to instantly agree or they're going to say, well, for now, I got to agree with you. I'll go look further into it, but for now, you got it. Somebody who love lies, no matter what you show them, they're going to maintain that their view is correct. Because they love their lie. You know, a lot of y'all have fallen hard for lies. You know, you fall hard for a woman. Some of y'all don't fall in hard for these lies. You like that woman who can't accept that her man cheating on her. All her girlfriends don't follow. Heck, he don't even hit on some of her girlfriends. They got pictures and videos of this dude in the club, at bars, in restaurants, with other women. Right? Still cannot accept that dude is cheating on her because she don't fail that hard for him. Y'all don't think that happens with doctrine? A lot of y'all in love. Deep in love. So when Brother Josh come along and try to tell that woman, yo, you know me and your man, we friends. And I'm kind of breaking the bro code telling you this, but I care about you as my sister more than I care about the bro code. He playing you. And this coming from his friend. Oh, I see what you're trying to do, Josh. What are you trying to do? You just want to get at me. So you want me to try to make me believe you? Oh, my God. You know what? I'm done. Come up with any excuse to not accept that because she don't feel that hard. That's how a lot of y'all live with this doctrine. You don't feel so hard for it. That's why no matter what we show you, you know, I can't accept that. And when that happens, you got to wake up at your own time. God got to deal with you then. Ain't nothing we can do for you. When you don't fail that hard, God got to show you something. Or that individual who's cheating on you has to show you something that you just cannot handle. You got, you know what? I can't deal with this no more. I'm done. Right? So we're in James chapter 1. When you get there, I want you to read verses 26 and 27. When you get there, James chapter 1, 26 and 27. This is James talking.
James chapter 1, verse 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain.
See, notice he's using the word religion in general. But what's so funny about this is the word religious, he says, if any man among you seems to be religious, that's the root word of the word we just looked up in Acts 26 for religion. And then the second time it's just religion is the same word we looked up in Acts 26. So James says, if any man among you seems to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. So now James is letting you know that there's a religion that you can have that if you don't be able to control your tongue, your religion is vain, meaning it's nothing. Now read verse 27.
Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Now you see that? He said pure religion. It seems to me that James is promoting the concept of religion. He didn't say screw religion, don't use religion, religion is nothing. He's describing what pure or true religion is. He said pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. You say you don't have a religion, and James talk about having a pure religion, but you all claim y'all believe the Bible. You all claim that being a Jew is not a religion. It is a religion as well as a race. It's both. But what many people don't understand, Jeff, is whether you are a Jew by race or religion, both have to be a Jew by religion, because that's the only one God recognizes. He don't recognize you just being a Jew by blood. That's not enough for the Most High. And the One West Hebrews and a lot of regular Hebrews, not all of them, they got this backwards. That's why they promote the flesh and being a Hebrew by blood more than anything. That's why they do that. That's where we always drop the ball at. Everybody want to be a Jew by blood more than being a Jew by religion, when being one by religion is the only one God acknowledges. He don't acknowledge any other Jew. If you are a blood Jew and you don't want to keep the religion of the Jews, God does not see you. That's why it literally says when the Jews sinned against God is that he removed them from his sight. If I remove you from my sight, that means I don't see you. And that what that means, Joe?
See, that's Romans chapter 2:25-29 right now. In the
yep.
About what you read in James. When you look at James chapter 1, verse 1, who is this letter written to? To the Jew, to the Israelites, gathered all abroad.
That's right. You heard what I said, though, James? I mean, Jeff, I'm reading James, called the boy James. You heard what I said? If I remove something from my sight, that means I don't see it, right?
You don't see it, you don't acknowledge it.
You don't acknowledge it.
Acknowledge it, because it's not there.
And that's what it said God did to the Jews. When they sinned against him, he said he removed them from his sight. That means he don't see you. And y'all still ain't figured it out. All these camps, they're going overboard with. They even created a 12 tribes chart for you. Because they're really trying to nail home the importance of being a Jew by blood and not by religion. And the religion part is the only part God cares about. That's the sad thing about it. All throughout the Bible, it tells you that God's going to be throwing Israelites into the lake of fire. John the Baptist tried to warn the Pharisees, think not to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, because there was a doctrine around back then teaching that Abraham was standing at the gate of Sheol, permitting in all of his descendants that were Hebrew Israelites. In other words, you got a pass because you was a Hebrew Israelite or Jew. John the Baptist shut that down. Jesus did too. And now here we are again with these same doctrines of devils where everybody want to emphasize being a Jew by blood. God does not care about that if you're not being a Jew by religion. Y'all got the whole thing backwards. This is all he cares about. Are you a Jew by religion? Are you a practicing Jew? Are you practicing what later became known as Judaism? Are you doing that? No, I'm not. But I'm going to work overtime to try to make this guy think, because of some bogus made-up 12 tribes chart, he's from the tribe of Judah. And I know y'all do not care about the religious part of it. Y'all only care about being acknowledged as a blood Jew. I know y'all don't care about the religion, because I see what y'all come on here and say to each other and do to each other. It's the same problem our Hebrew forefathers had back in the day. Just high on the ideal of being Hebrew. That's it. That's as far as it goes. But when they start talking about practicing Judaism or pure religion, as James described it, don't nobody want to do that. Oh, I'm an Israelite, said the guy who just lied on his sister. I'm a Hebrew, said the sister who just attacked her other sister because she's just jealous. You can put on all the head wraps, wear all the fringes, say shalom, shalom, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh, Yehuda, Yahuwah. You can try to use any type of Hebrew dialect. You can try to wear your dashikis, your robes. None of that crap matters. God does not see it if you're not practicing the religion. That's what really makes you a Jew. You just being one by blood is just incidental. That's what's wrong with y'all. You think you're special by default. You're not special by default. Bible never tells you that. He even told the Jews, and we're going to read it, you will be a peculiar treasure above all people. You keep my covenant. That's a stipulation. These idiots don't even understand the concept of a stipulation. I can run a stipulation past a seven-year-old child. Oh, Dad, can I have the PlayStation 5, please? Can I? Okay, if you get that C up to a B plus or better, you can get that PlayStation 5. Child come home next semester, still got a C. Where my PlayStation 5 at? What's wrong with you? Child ain't going to do that. Child understand that. But you got grown men and women with grandchildren. Some of them even got great-grandchildren. And it tells you plainly, and we're going to read it, you're only a peculiar treasure if you are practicing the religion. And they don't even practice the religion like they should, and yet they still maintain that they're a peculiar treasure. You don't understand the concept of stipulation. Or maybe you do, but you just don't care. Miss me with all of this nonsense. It's time for y'all to wake up. It's a religion, y'all. Get over it. Some of us can't get over, man, I thought I was getting into something different. I thought I left religion. No, you left a religion. You have joined another religion. But religion in and of itself is not bad. That's why you feel bad, because somebody told you that religion in and of itself is bad. Nothing's wrong with religion in and of itself if you're in the right religion or not. That's what you focus on. They'll be like somebody telling you it's wrong to have a place to live in general. No. It's not wrong to have a place to live in general. It's wrong. It could be wrong where you're living. That's what you focus on. Y'all don't make having a place to live the problem in and of itself. No. We have been taught by morons, idiots, cretins, special ed students, whatever you want to call them. That's what we've been taught by. It's time for God to raise up the real leaders and scholars and priests and pastors and shepherds. Get these morons up out of here who don't know what they're talking about. They're unqualified. They're not fit to teach or lead. Get them up out of here. Don't let anybody stand over y'all. But then throw a fit if you go to a mechanic and he messed up your car. I'm on the best mechanic. I want to go to the best mechanic I can. Yeah, you care more about your car than you care about your salvation. Something's wrong here. Y'all need to be real picky when it comes to who you let teach you. Real picky. Like a lot of y'all real picky about who house y'all eat at, what restaurant you go to, who you tell your business to, who you let watch your kids. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But you need to be equally as picky when it comes to who you let teach you. Because y'all real lax about that, and I can tell. I can tell by some of the rooms y'all go in. Y'all know that fool ain't talking about nothing. But you sit right there on his stage. Sit right there in his audience. And you know he ain't talking about nothing. He ain't talking about somebody new on the scene. You know that person ain't talking about nothing. Because you don't hurt him a million times. Him and her. You don't hurt him. But you're right there listening anyway. They let me know you're not really picky. You know what I'm saying? I'm real picky when it comes to that. Because number one, that's my time. Number two, I like to learn. Number three, I don't like drama. But a lot of y'all ain't too picky when it comes to that stuff. And don't tell me you are, because if I tell you I'm real picky about where I eat, and then one day y'all driving by, y'all see my car parked outside a Red Lobster, Josh ain't too picky. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So don't tell me you picky, and then I'm looking at your particular case, and it's like you take whatever you can get. But check this out. Let's go to Exodus 19. See, we got to stop this madness. We're going to go to Exodus 19. Let's see what the Jews' religion was. Exodus 19. We're going to read verses 1 to 5. I don't want y'all to be feeling like I'm trying to be mean or anything, but a lot of y'all need a big wake-up call. Y'all are not really being selective about who y'all let teach y'all, who y'all listen to. Just go anywhere. We got to do better, y'all. We got to do better than that. But Exodus 19, give me 1 to 5. Let's see about what he told them and what he gave them. This is your religion. Don't say you don't have a religion. You have this, what we're about to read. No, your religion is this. That's what that is. When you get there, Jeff, read, please.
Exodus 19, chapter, verse 1. In the third month, when the children of Israel were going forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, where they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and bore you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
Now do y'all see the stipulation in there? If you obey my voice and keep my covenant, then will you be a peculiar people above all the people on the earth, for all the earth is mine. That's a stipulation now. You are not special if you happen to be a Hebrew Israelite by blood. You are only special if you are practicing the religion of the Israelites, which is the covenant. And we're going to show you specifically what the covenant was, right? Now let's move on to chapter 24. And when you get there, read verses 10 and 7.
Exodus chapter 24, verse 6. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people.
So he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people. Go ahead.
And they said, all that the Lord hath said, we will do, and be obedient.
It said, all that the Lord hath said, we will do, and be obedient. What did the Lord tell them to obey? His law, or his laws, statutes, and commandments. That is your religion. It is not separate from religion. It is your religion. That's why Paul talked about the Jews' religion, Judaism. The laws, statutes, and commandments is Judaism. That's what Paul called it, and he did not make that name up. Paul did not coin that phrase. Our Hebrew forefathers coined that phrase. Y'all are mad at your Hebrew forefathers when you should be mad at your line elders and teachers. They are the one that got y'all out here wrong. Got y'all out here attacking the real scholars and the real servants of the Most High. Y'all need to leave them and join the real servants. One of the messed up things you can do is go through this whole life and die and stand before God and find out that you was on the wrong team all along. And he's going to judge you according to what was presented to you. And a lot of y'all have been presented with a lot of information, and you still maintain the wrong view. That's not deception. That's you loving lies. That's why I don't even talk to certain people. Some people just love lies. They don't care about what the truth say. They just love the lie. Somebody,
it ain't a religion.
It is a religion. There's even a word for it that they used. But well, we're going to keep proving it. Don't worry about it. Right? Now that we see that, let's go to Psalm 78. I mean, even the word Judaism comes from a word that literally means to make into a Jew, Jeff. It literally comes from a word that literally means to make into a Jew. You can't do that by blood. So how do you do it by? By religion. That's what Judaize means. Why are y'all playing games with us? Y'all love the lie. That's what y'all love. I can accept that. Yo, just don't bring it to me. Right? Now we're going to Psalm 78. We're going to read verses 10 to 11. We're just dealing with the Jews' religion just a little bit more. What that was. Keep in mind, back then, they did not have the term Judaism. That came later. But it still is a term that evolved from living like a Jew or the Jews' religion. And they accepted that. They didn't have a problem with that. They knew they had a religion. They knew they did. You the idiot jumping up, I don't have a religion. I just keep the laws, statutes, and commandments. And we love posting this stuff on Facebook and on Instagram and going on YouTube because we want everybody to see just how different we are from the rest of the world. No, you're just a moron because you're not even reading your own people's writings. All in their writings, they're saying they have a religion, and you claiming to be one of them, but you say you don't. That makes no sense at all. So the real Jews of the Bible say they have a religion. You claiming to be the descendant of the real Jews, and you say you don't, but you got the audacity to jump up and call some other people fake Jews? To me, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, a fake Jew would go against what the real Jews did and believed. That's what a fake Jew would be. So if I'm looking at you and you saying everything different from what the real Jews did, and I'm not talking about the apostate ones, I'm talking about the ones that were still serving God. If you saying something different than what they're saying, how dare you jump up and try to label anybody else a fake Jew? You the fake Jew. Y'all the fake Jews. Y'all got us trying to identify Jews by color. That's how they get you, y'all. Oh, it's real simple. If they're white, they're Esau. They're not the Jews. No, that ain't how you look for the Jews. You look for the Jews based on how they live. That's how you identify the Jews. And we ain't looking for no color. And I'm definitely not looking for no curses. Can't about none of that. I ain't looking for color because color does not make you a Jew. And I'm not looking for curses because the Bible says that everybody who believe in Christ have been redeemed from the curse. So the two things that you're looking for don't even matter in the grand scheme of things. And that's the main thing they focus on, color and curses. That's not how this works, y'all. Y'all have been grossly deceived. And I know it's hard for a lot of y'all to hear. Probably as hard as it was for you to hear that Christianity was false. But for some people, y'all, they just can't take that kind of news twice in one lifetime. It was all, they can't do it, Jeff. They can't. It was already too devastating to find out that Christianity was a lie. Now you don't find out that the next thing you into is a lie too. So you can't handle that devastation twice. So you're just going to just ride out the second deception. You know, I can't deal with this no more. I'm just whatever. Kind of like a man who been cheated on by every woman he was with. And he finally thought he found one that was faithful. Because all the other ones that cheated on him, he just broke up with them, just left. So he finally found one he thought was faithful. Turns out she cheated on him too. But he's just so tired of just going through the motions, he don't even care no more. I'm just going to say what I don't care. That's how a lot of y'all are when it comes to this Hebrew thing. You can't handle that news twice in a lifetime. But you got to be stronger than that. It's like you playing the lottery. You really think that when you didn't hit the lottery this time, for sure you're going to hit it the next time? Does anybody play the lottery and think like that? Well, I ain't hit last week, but I know I'm going to hit it this time. And then when you don't hit it next week, you know what? Hey, you ain't going to play the lottery no more. I'm done. No, that ain't what you do if you really play the lottery. You keep on playing. But when it comes to your salvation, you just, on your second try, you find out you didn't got it right. Now, you don't care. I'm just going, whatever. I'm just going to just deal with it. I'm just going to stay with it. Who does that? Somebody who's weak. That's who. You keep getting it. You keep trying till you get it right. You love one pastor? Don't feel too ashamed or too scared to leave a moray or an elder. Y'all better talk to Staley. Staley don't wear almost every hat of a religion you can think of. Even non-religion. Staley don't even wear an atheist hat before. So I don't want to hear nothing about you can't handle your second try being wrong. Staley don't have a couple of tries. A lot of us just weak and lazy anyway. Oh, you know, Christianity was wrong. I can't handle this being wrong, so no matter what you show me, I'm just going to deal with it. Man, get out of my face, man. You weak. Go right into the apocrypha, and it says, strive for the truth until death. It didn't say until you get tired of looking for it. It said until death. You're still alive and well. What are you striving at? Right? Psalm 78, 10 and 11. Read that, please.
Psalm chapter 78, verse 10. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law.
This is talking about the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. And notice it used parallel them, saying the same thing twice, just a little differently the second time. It says, they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law, because the covenant and the law is used interchangeably here. But continue.
Verse 11, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them.
So that's your religion, Mr. Israelite. It's the law. It's the covenant. That's what Paul was talking about when he said the Jews' religion. I mean, what they observed. Did God tell them to observe my law? Didn't they have ceremonies and stuff? That was their religion. And you walking around here saying you don't have a religion. How dumb are you when your Bible uses the word religion to describe what the Jews had? Who told you you didn't have a religion? Who told you that? You didn't get it from the Bible. And I used to say that, you know, I don't. When I went to the Israel of God, I don't know if it was a nationwide doctrine, but the one down in Atlanta, we weren't trying to say we had a religion. Like, we don't have a religion. I used to be under that mindset too. Until I said, what is religion doing in the Bible then? Screw that. I do got a religion. Having the religion is not the problem. Is it the right religion? Why do y'all don't turn the concept into a problem? That's what's going on here. It's just another equivalent of throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Ain't nothing wrong with the baby. It's something wrong with the bathwater. Just make sure that the bathwater stay clean, or after you wash the baby, you throw out the bathwater. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's what y'all did with this religion. When y'all throw out religion altogether, you're throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Now you walking around all proud, talking about you don't got a religion. No, you ain't got any sense. And I showed y'all even the atheists can't make that claim. You know if they can't make the claim, you ain't got a snowball chance in hell of trying to run that past us. They got more of a claim to it than you, and I don't call them cold with it. But check this out. Let's go to the Apocrypha. Don't they love the Apocrypha, Jeff? Don't Hebrew Israelites One West, don't they love the Apocrypha? Let's go to Second. Yeah, let's go to Second Maccabees. Since everybody want to pretend like we ain't got no religion. I don't get y'all, man. Y'all got to stop it. Proud with it, too. Brothers and sisters, just be on there. I don't have a religion. You don't? Really? I didn't know that. Literally reading a book that got the word religion in it, though. And applying to your belief system, too. It's not like the word religion is being used for the pagans. It's literally being applied to your belief system by one of the most popular apostles in the Bible. But you don't have a religion. Y'all see why they don't like me now, right? That's why they don't like me. I'm too honest. Second Maccabees chapter 2. Y'all know what was going on in Maccabees during the time when Antiochus Epiphanes was persecuting the Jews and trying to make them eat swine's flesh that was sacrificed to Zeus on God's altar. He defiled God's altar and turned it into a temple for Zeus and then sacrificed pig meat on it and then forced the Jews to eat it. But a lot of Jews weren't hearing that, right? But look what it says right here. First, we're going to read 2 Maccabees chapter 2. Let me get there with you. Y'all know I hate these. Well, Jeff, this got to be killing you because even I don't like it. You got yourself to it, no matter what?
Yeah, I got it both on my PC, and also I have the Septuagint open, just in case it don't line up.
That's awesome. Go to your Septuagint. It's on page 185 in this particular Septuagint, in the Apocrypha section, by the way.
Okay.
And we're going to read chapter 2 and verses 19 to 21.
Okay.
Make sure I got this right, too, because I want to make sure mine line up, too. Let me pull it up in here, too. I want to make sure I get it here, too, because, boy, this is a tool, man. They got to do better. They got to print out another one with bigger print. I think it might be different, too, Jeff. Let me see. No, it's not. Second Maccabees, chapter 2, yep, 19 to 21. Would you get there, Mr. Jeffrey? Read, please.
Second Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 19. Now, as concerning Judas Maccabee, brethren, and the purification of the great temple and the dedication of the altar, and the wars against Antiochus Epiphanes and Eupator, his son, and the manifest signs that came from heaven unto those that behave themselves manfully to their honor for Judaism.
For their honor. So, for their honor for what?
Judaism.
Their honor for Judaism, which, by the way, is the same Greek word that Paul used. The same Greek word, Jeff. So they, the Hebrews, were using that Greek word even during this time period. So Paul didn't come up with it, did he?
No, sir.
It was a Greek word being used by our Hebrew forefathers that spoke Greek, and it is a word that they used for their religion. They're calling their religion right here Judaism. I thought y'all said Judaism was made up by the white Jews. Then what is it doing here in 2 Maccabees? Did the white Jews put that in here? Did the Christians put it in here? No. It's just a transliteration of that Greek word. That's all it is. The point is, you have been lied to. Read it again, just make sure everybody got it.
Second Maccabees chapter 2, verse 21. And the manifest signs that came from heaven unto those that behave themselves manfully to honor for Judaism.
To honor for Judaism, meaning they were defending their religion. But the author of Second Maccabees called it Judaism. And it's the same Greek word. So my question to you, Jeff, is why are these One West Hebrews and a lot of regular Hebrews, why are they walking around saying they don't have a religion? When the books they use all use the word religion and Judaism. Why are y'all walking around saying that?
Because they use pseudo-scholarship.
Because they're using pseudo-scholarship. The same Greek word, eudemos. Eudemos, same Greek word. But when I tell you it's a religion, they get mad at me. And remember, eudemos comes from the Greek word that means to literally make somebody a Jew. That's what it comes from. It literally means that. That's what it means. It's come out according to the religion. So you could be a Jew by religion, which means Jew, being a Jew, is a religion too. It's not just the race or the tribe. They want you to believe that so they can pick and choose who they want to let into their little funky club and who they don't want to let in. That's all it is. A bunch of misogynistic, chauvinistic men who love to stroke their own egos and love to hear themselves talk and look down on women. And I'm not talking about all Hebrew groups or even all One West Hebrew groups. Y'all know the ones I'm talking about. They lied to you. And y'all accept it. Right? But let's keep it moving, though. Still in 2 Maccabees. But now we got Judaism. Let's turn to chapter 14. They can't debate this information. It's just what it is. I can't stand when people want to come on here and debate information and facts with emotions and opinions. I can't stand that. That's why the real scholars among them, because they got real scholars among them. That don't mean they're honest, but they're real. That's why the real scholars don't try to debate us, because they know from a scholarly perspective, it can't be refuted. So it's always the cronies, the cannon fodder, the newbies. You ain't going to ever get one of the top dogs from any of these Israelite camps come on this stage and try to challenge this. They're smarter than that.
The puns.
Sacrificial puns. They always let them come out. But a real top dog among them, they ain't about to show up. And it's not because they're stupid. It's because they're smart. Even if they didn't know this information before today, y'all don't think they be following along on this stuff? A lot of them can't wait for me to make a mistake. You don't think they follow along when I tell y'all this stuff? You can't catch me slipping if you're not looking. So they fall along and they see, yeah, this stuff's true. I'm not about to get on here. I got too many people who look up to me. I ain't about to get on here and get embarrassed by this dude. That's why you never see the big names come on here and try to debate this academic stuff, because these guys are smarter than that. They can see this stuff just like y'all can see it. But it's not that they can't see it anyway. They just like the lies. You got to get over it, y'all. Some people just like the lies. They love being lied to. Right? But this is 2 Maccabees, chapter 14. That's going to be on page 211, by the way, Jeff. And we're going to read 37 to 38. It's right at the top of 211.
Okay.
Read that, please.
2 Maccabees chapter 14, verse 37. Now was there accused unto Nicanor one Rhazes, one of the elders of Jerusalem, a lover of his countrymen.
So this guy right here was accused. And so now was there accused unto Nicanor, he was accused to this guy, one Rhazes, one of the elders of Jerusalem, a lover of his countrymen, so he loved his fellow Jews. And what else, Jeff?
One of the elders, a lover of his country, and a man of very good report,
mm-hmm.
who for his kindness was called. called a father of the Jews.
So he was so kind that people referred to him as a father of the Jews. And he was an elder, so he had some age on him, right? What did he do? Go ahead and read.
38. For in the former times, when they mingled not themselves with the Gentiles, he had been accused of Judaism and did boldly jeopardize his body and life with all vehemency for the religion of the Jews.
Did you see that in this same verse, Jeff, he used Judaism and religion of the Jews interchangeably?
Yes.
It said this guy, because it says, for in the former times when they mingled not themselves with the Gentiles, they did not get Hellenized. They did not start adopting pagan Greek culture, right? This is what this guy did, Roger. He had been accused of Judaism. See, during that time with Antiochus Epiphany, if they accuse you of Judaism, that means they accuse you of practicing the religion of the Jews, the religion of the Jews, which was forbidden back then. And he was accused of that. And he was guilty of it because he was doing it, right? And did boldly jeopard, and I know you read jeopardize, that's how I read it, but it just has jeopard, but we know what it means, and jeopardize, right? And did boldly jeopard his body and life with all vehemency, that means like eagerness and zeal, for the religion of the Jews. Why does the author of Maccabees keep using words like Judaism and religion to describe what the Jews believe, and yet your one West elder, the other Hebrew Israelite count, saying they ain't got no religion? And they're all reading Maccabees with you. You should feel like an idiot if you ever walked around saying you don't have a religion as an Israelite. Paul, you say, and they're using the same Greek words too, Jeff, for religion and for Judaism. This is right here. The so-called Jews don't believe the Apocrypha. You know, like the white Jews, they don't believe the Apocrypha. Christians don't believe the Apocrypha. This is just an unbiased translation of what this is. It's a religion. The Jews had a religion. Now, if you want to get into the specifics of what that religion entails, we can do that. But it still was a religion. That is crazy. What is wrong with people? This is insane. You follow what I'm saying? Let's move on. Let's go to Esther. Y'all know I was going to throw this thing here. Got to. And that's going to make even more sense. We can prove it from so many different angles. I want to kill two birds with one stone. First, I want to show you can become a Jew. And second, I want to show you that it's a religion. Two things they teach are impossible. And every time you take one of these fools to the Esther, they try to, ooh, you should see the way they get tongue-tied and try to dance around this. These guys are funny.
Well, they only did that out of fear.
Don't matter. Don't matter. Let me ask you a question, Trilla. Is it possible for you out of fear on the top of a building if somebody is shooting at you with a gun and out of fear you jump off the building? Is it possible for you to still jump off the building?
Yep.
So why you jump off the building ain't got nothing to do if it's possible or not, right? You jumped off the building because you were scared of getting shot. Y'all, the two ain't got nothing to do with each other. We're not asking you why they became Jews. We're asking you, was it possible for them to become Jews? And the text says it was. So stop trying to compare apples and oranges. Stop trying to strawman the conversation.
But if you ask them what it means to fear God, they say it means to keep the commandments.
Right. These people, these people are ridiculous, plainly speaking. They're ridiculous. Let's stop playing games. This is Esther. Y'all know the story of Esther. You know how Haman tried to have all the Jews exterminated. Esther was one of the queens. She went to the king, the Persian king, told him that she was a Jew, revealed what Haman had done. And then, you know, he read in the Chronicles that night, the king, that Mordecai had saved his life. He was like, I think like an assassination attempt that was brought upon him or something. And then Mordecai found favor in the sight of the king. But the king had already been tricked by Haman to have all the Jews exterminated. And back then, once you put a decree out, you could not take it away, even if you were a king. But what you could do was create another decree that could somewhat, you know, temper the first decree. So the king could not take away the decree to exterminate the Jews, but he just came up with another decree that provided the Jews with plenty of protection to be able to defend themselves. So they weren't about to try to come after them, the other people surrounding them. But watch how I describe this. This is Esther, chapter 8, 16 and 17. These people are hilarious, man. I'm tired of talking to these morons and these sacrificial puns. Stop sending the idiots over here, man. That's all you ever send over here, the idiots, the morons, the newbies, the Johnny-come-lately. Send some captains over here. Send some generals over here. I don't want to talk no more privates, no more cadets. Y'all always want to send them over here. Or you don't send them, but you just watch them come over here. But they ain't about to do that. They know who to talk to. They know this stuff is in here. They know their whole religion is a sham. They know it is. They just hope you never find out. All this stuff, man, is a sham. I am a whistleblower. Back then, I would have been a trumpet blower. You know, we're supposed to be sounding these trumpets, warning the people. They get mad at us warning the people. The whole point is warning the people is to protect the Lord from bringing the sword upon them. They want the Lord to bring the sword upon us. They want the Most High to keep on slaughtering us. I don't want my people to keep getting slaughtered. So I try to warn them. Right? This is Esther chapter 8, 16 and 17. Watch what it says.
In chapter 8, verse 16, the Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them.
Now, how did they become Jews, Jeff? They weren't Jews by blood, so what's the only other way they became Jews?
By conversion and religion.
By conversion and religion. So if these people became Jews, then that means being a Jew is not just blood, it's also what?
It's also by belief.
Yes, or religion. They were Jews by religion. So that means being a Jew is also a religion. How dare you tell somebody they're not a Jew if they are a practicing Jew, if they are practicing Judaism? You cannot stand up and say, no, you're not a Jew because you're not one by blood. You can't even prove you're one by blood. What hypocrisy. You can't prove it either. You think that because you can prove that the Jews were black, that automatically make you one of them? I can prove that Shaka Zulu was black. That don't automatically make me African. Y'all do know you can reverse reason that stuff, right? Proving that somebody in history who belonged to a specific nationality was black is not proof that you also belong to that nationality just because you happen to be black too. Y'all do know that, right? That's not how that works. That's not how you trace ancestry. Oh, these people in history, they were black. I'm black. That means I'm one of them. Only if they're the only black people in history. That's the only way you can do that. If they're the only black people in history, then, hey, who can debate that? But these same one-West Hebrews and regular Hebrews will tell you Israel was surrounded by other black nations. So the color, I don't know. But you are a Jew. I'm not telling no. If y'all notice, I'm not telling nobody they're not a Jew. To me, the one West Hebrews, if they are truly practicing Judaism, which a lot of them are not because they're going against the law, but if they are, I believe some of them have to be, because I don't know all of them, then they're Jews. As well as non-one West Hebrew camps. They're Jews. That's what it means. But when they start jumping up and start saying who's a Jew and who's not, and it ain't based on how the person living, I take issue with that. Well, the white Jews, they got other stuff that they added to the law, says the command. They got that Talmud and the Mistras and the Mishnah and all that stuff and all these other traditions. Oh, and the one West camp don't? Somebody show me a 12 tribes chart in the scriptures. As laid out the way y'all got it. Oh, that ain't in the scriptures? That's like, that's something y'all added to then, ain't it? Y'all show me in the scriptures where it said, hate whoever you think Esau is, which in their case, most of their cases, is the white man. Show me that in the scriptures. Oh, that ain't in the scriptures? Y'all adding stuff too. Y'all ain't nothing but some hypocrites. The same problem y'all have with the white Jews happens in your camp. They can't prove they're Jews by blood. Neither can you. They add stuff to the law, statutes, and commandments. So do you. You're the same way. And somebody like me standing on the outside looking in can see the hypocrisy on both sides and don't want anything to do with either side. Because everybody's so busy trying to point out the faults of each other that they can't see the faults within their own homes and houses. They can't see it. Neither side is in any position to be throwing shade. That's the way I look at it. The reason why these so-called Jews got so mad about Kanye and Kyrie is because they are about to expose, I ain't going to even say about to, they have exposed that the original Jews were a people of color. Now, why do the white Jews have a problem with that? Because that completely takes away their monopoly on being the actual Jews of the Bible. But I guarantee you, if Kyrie or Ye just jumped up and said, hey, I want to be Jewish. I want to convert over to Judaism. I want to start living like the Jews. None of them Jews in Hollywood would have had a problem with that. They're like, hey, good for you. You want to learn some more? Come by my synagogue. Hey, let's study together. Let me show you some Torah. That's how they would have been. But when you start claiming stuff like what they really look like, that's why the white Jews got so mad. Kanye was claiming to be a Jew by blood. That's why they got mad at him. Just saying, hey, I want to convert over to Judaism. And from what I can tell, and somebody can update me, Kanye has yet to prove openly, I don't know what he does privately, but he has yet to prove openly that he lives like a Jew. He said he's a Jew. We all heard him say it. I ain't heard Kanye say nothing about no Sabbath, no holy days, any of that. Maybe somebody can tell me, because I don't follow it like that, but I ain't heard him push that too tough. I ain't seen him say nothing about no fringes. I ain't seen him wearing no fringes. He's just owning the ancestry. So if he ain't living like one, then I can't stand behind him claiming to be one, even if it's by blood. I can't back Kanye up if Kanye just saying, I'm a Jew and that's it. Still eating pork, still eating shrimp, still going to church on Sunday, still celebrating Christmas. We ain't even gave the man till December the 25th to see what he going to do. What happens if he drops a Christmas album, y'all? I'm speaking to my Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters. Well, we're going to still be like, hey, Kanye's still one of us. True Hebrews do not keep pagan holidays. Y'all know that. Do y'all see what I'm saying?
Yep.
But if he would have jumped up and been like, yo, black people the real Jews, and from now on, I'm not going to be eating no Red Lobster. I'm not going to be pushing any of these pagan holidays. We need to throw all this crap away. Come this Christmas, nobody in my family better be looking for Jack. See, now he's pushing the religion. You follow what I'm saying? Now he's pushing the religion. Now he's really a Jew. But so far, all I've heard him do is claim it. That's all I've heard him do. I always take the wait-and-see approach. But I know why the white Jews are mad at him, because he's about to expose that y'all cannot be the Jews by blood. That's why they're mad at him, because they want to keep that holy monopoly. We are God's chosen people. But even they will. But here's the great thing about it, y'all. Even the white Jews will tell you that you can become a Jew. They'll let you convert. Y'all don't believe me? Go to a synagogue. Say, I want to become a Jew. The rabbi, if he thinks you serious, he'll convert you. But we are supposed to be the so-called true Jews by blood, allegedly. And we out there telling other people they can't. You can't become a Jew. The Israel of God taught you could become a Jew. But it was always quick to make sure they put spiritual Jew on the front of it. They say, we the Jew, you the spiritual Jew. Right? Why can't we all just be called Jew? I use spiritual Jews to like to make a distinction, but even in Paul's letter, which we're going to look at it, he just said a Jew is one inwardly by the Spirit. That's why I put spiritual in front of it, but he still just plainly called them a Jew. But let me show you this in another part of history. We ain't going to read all of these, but I just want to show y'all. We're going to go to the new complete work of Josephus. It's a religion, y'all. That's what it is. I'm a Jew by religion. I can't prove biology. I can't prove genetics. I can't prove blood. But I can prove practice. Now tell me I'm not a Jew. And you don't know me. Can't tell me what I'm not. You don't know me. You don't follow me around. This is Antiquities 13.9.1. Antiquities 13.9.1. And we're going to read paragraph 257 and 258. Again, the new complete works of Josephus, Antiquities 13.9.1, paragraph 257 and 258. And this is what it says. Hyrcanus, this is talking about John Hyrcanus, a Jew, took also Dora and Marissa, cities of Idumea, that's Edom, y'all, Esau. What did he do? And subdued all the Idumeans and permitted them to stay in that country if they would circumcise their genitals and make use of the laws of the Jews. So he was telling them, y'all can stay in your country, Edomites, if you adopt the Jew religion. That's all he said, but watch what happened. And they were so desirous of living in the country of their forefathers that they submitted to the use of circumcision and of the rest of the Jewish ways of living. Jewish. Right? At which time, therefore, this befell them that they were hereafter no other than Jews. How does an Edomite become a Jew, Jeff?
By conversion and religion.
By conversion and religion. It's a religion, too. If you go to an Edomite and he's living as a Jew and you call him a Jew, you don't mean by blood, you mean by religion. But if you go to an actual Jew, you mean by blood if you call him a Jew, and you know that. And even an actual Jew still has to be a Jew by religion if he wants God to acknowledge him. It's a religion. They use the word religion a lot. If you get an opportunity, go to 4th Maccabees. The author of 4th Maccabees used religion, the word religion, more times than I could count. So I'm not even going to put any of his stuff in here. It's just too much. Religion, 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 religion. And you jump up and say you don't have a religion as a Jew, as an Israelite, as a Hebrew. But look what else it says right here in the footnote about the Idumeans, right? For footnote one. Look what it says. It says in section two, footnote one, section two, or this, yeah, in section two. It says, but still take out of being Purdue in year 129 the words of Ammonius, a grammarian, which fully confirms this account of the Idumeans in Josephus. So he's about to quote another grammarian. Look what he says. The Jews, say he, are such by nature and from the beginning. So that's somehow a natural Jew, a blood Jew. They're describing what's a Jew, right? While the Idumeans were not Jews from the beginning, but Phoenicians and Syrians. But being afterwards subdued by the Jews and compelled to be circumcised and to unite into one nation and be subject to the same laws, they were called Jews. And then it says, Dio also says, as to being there, quotes him from book 36, page 37. This is another guy named Dio, as being quotes him. The country is called Judea and the people Jews. And this name is given also to as many others as embrace their religion, though of other nations. Showing you in the Bible, showing you in the Old Testament, showing you in the New Testament, showing you in the Apocrypha, and showing you in history, and showing you in the language. That's literally all the places you can go to prove something. And I've covered them all. Old Testament, New Testament, Apocrypha, and history, and the language all backs me up that the Jews had a religion, and being a Jew is also a religion. You have nothing but your opinion and your emotions. Contradict me all you want. You're going against the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Apocrypha, history, and the language of Hebrew and Greek itself. It's a religion, y'all. Deal with it. I'm happy about it. That means all I got to do is adopt the religion, and God sees me like he sees his chosen, even if I don't happen to be one by blood. I think that's some good news, especially since none of us can prove we're one by blood anyway. We should be real happy. I feel if we had ancestral records dating all the way back to the first century, we'd be walking around strictly unfaith. We worse than the Christians. Y'all do know claiming that you're an Israelite by blood, that's faith. If you can't prove it factually, that's faith. Y'all love trying to make fun of the Christians for that, but yet you walking around claiming an entire ancestry that you cannot prove. But you want to clown somebody about having faith? Some of y'all cats don't even know who your daddy is. But you know you're an Israelite. I thought that's who you had to trace the lineage back through. You got to trace it back through him. You don't even know who he is. So how do you know you're an Israelite? Where your paperwork at? Where your papers? Where your pedigree? Even your dog got papers, and you don't. This is all by faith. You don't really know. See, that's one of the biggest secrets. We don't really know. I've cornered Israelites before, one West and non-one West. And if you're dealing with honest ones, they will tell you, we really can't prove we're Israelites. But yet, that's the whole theme of your religion, that that's what you are. The very thing you can't prove is what you promote the most. I don't have a problem with that, but I don't hear any disclaimers when y'all put that out there, though. Yo, we believe we're Israelites. That's the main thing we preach. We can't prove it, but that's the main thing we preach. Y'all put it out there like it's the gospel truth, like y'all got your papers in the trunk of your car. Nobody can prove they're an Israelite by blood, but we can all prove we're Israelites by religion. Now, me, Brother Josh, I always like to lean in the direction of what I can prove, not what I can't. And I keep telling y'all what you can read verbatim and directly always trumps inference. What you're inferring, verbatim always beats inference, y'all. always. You know, if it's in the correct context, too. It got to be in the correct context. Let's move on. We ain't got that many. Let's go to John chapter 8, and we got one more after that. I am a Jew by religion, by faith, by practice. I can't prove blood, genetics, or biology. We talking about we Hebrew Israelites by blood and genetics and biology, and we go on to history, and the first thing we pull up is some random Joe in history who ain't even related to me. Showing me that some random guy in history who's black was a Jew, how does that make me a Jew unless you can prove I'm related to him? And even when you pull him up, you still got to prove through more records that he could trace his lineage back to a tribe of Israel. And for the record, a historical figure after 70 AD claiming that they are an Israelite is not proof. The Rosses believe that Haile Selassie is a direct or was a direct descendant of King Solomon. I don't hear any One West Hebrews preaching that. You know why? Because there's no proof of that. Y'all ain't never heard of a One West Hebrew but Ross to get into it before. I don't heard it before. Why does it say in the Bible that the Queen of Sheba slept with Solomon and they had a child named Menelech and that Haile Selassie is a direct descendant of him? Where is that in the Bible? And those are all the questions I'd be asking. They ain't buying that. And they shouldn't be. But then you flip the same question on them. Where's proof of your descendancy? I can't prove that Haile Selassie directly descended from Solomon, so I'm not going to preach that. Where's your proof that you descended from the tribe of Judah? Where's your paperwork? Why can't you ask for it, but you can't present it? See, that's that double standard stuff. That's that respect of a person stuff. Everything I throw at y'all, I throw at myself first. Y'all notice that I'm not requiring anything of y'all that I can't do. I ain't up there saying they can't prove it, but I can. I don't claim no crap like that. We all in the same boat. Only difference between me and you is that you trying to rock the boat. Y'all don't know the difference between being in different boats versus being in the same boat, but one of us just rocking it. Brother, you in the same boat I am. You just rocking it. That's the only difference. John chapter 8. 16 and 17, this is Jesus talking to, I'm sorry, that was Esther, 16 and 17. This is John chapter 8, 39 and 40. And then we're going to skip. Watch what he tells them. Watch how Jesus puts the religion over the race. Go ahead and read.
Verse 38?
Yeah, 38 and 39. I'm sorry, John 8, 39 and 40. 39 and 40, I'm sorry.
Okay, so John chapter 8, verse 39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham.
Now notice that Jesus is basing them being the children of Abraham, or Abraham being their ancestor, on their behavior, or more plainly, their religious conduct. And he's going to let you know that. Go ahead and read.
Verse 40. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham.
Abraham did not commit attempted murder just because somebody told him the truth. But did you notice that the first thing they want to throw at Jesus is pedigree, ancestry? And they could prove it back then. You can't even prove it. Even when you, my point is, even when it could be proven, Jesus didn't care. And you can't even prove it. If it didn't matter when you could prove it, how much do you think it matters when you can't? Watch what he says to them. Skip down and read verse 44, please.
John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Did you see how Jesus did not recognize them being the children of Abraham by blood? Did y'all see how he just dismissed that? He based them being Jews off of the way they conducted themselves religiously. He told them who their father really is. This is how God looks at us all. He only sees the religion, y'all. He don't see the race. That's what you one-West Hebrews and non-Hebrews, not all of y'all, but a lot of you, need to get through your head. He doesn't see the race. He sees the religion. Y'all have completely flipped it. Y'all saying there's no religion, and y'all only focus on the race. Who but the devil takes what God says and turns it upside down completely? The devil does that. That's why I say these one-West Hebrew groups, they are the real synagogues of Satan. They have completely turned God's word upside down. Everywhere we've been reading in this Bible, it's been telling you that you can become a Jew through religion. And God, and y'all know as Hebrew Israelites, God do not really care about anything we're doing unless we're serving him. We're supposed to be keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments. But even back then, people thought pedigree would save them. That's why they kept invoking Abraham to Jesus. He had to just plainly tell them, you know, Satan is your father. If Abraham was your father, this is the stipulation he's giving you for being a child of Abraham. If Abraham were your father, you would behave as Abraham behaved. You don't behave as Abraham behaved. That ain't your father. Satan is your father. God only sees the religion. Satan don't came into these camps. That's why he's pushing all of this blood, the race, the actual, you know, biology and lineage. Let's create a whole 12 tribe chart. Let's give them an ancestry. Let's give them an ancestry. Let's tell them the Hebrews did not have a religion. Don't y'all find it strange that they tell you the Jews didn't have a religion and push race as far as being a Jew as being important? And when you read through the scriptures, it's the opposite. God don't care about the race. If the religion not right, you can go trace your lineage back right now and prove that you are an Israelite by blood from the tribe of Judah on your daddy's side and the tribe of Benjamin on your mama's side. But if you are not practicing the religion, you are a child of Satan. So why are y'all pushing blood when the only thing God sees is the religion? Sounds like to me, ye shall not surely die. The direct opposite. Y'all see how Satan does? Satan likes to contradict God. Let's go to the last one. Let's go to Romans chapter 2. That's why they out here proudly proclaiming, I don't have a religion. But your Bible, old, new, apocrypha, language, history, all says that the Jews had a religion. They said it out their own mouths. I see if every source I went to had the nation describing what the Jews were doing as their religion. No, every source we went to came out the mouth of the Jews. They applied these terms to themselves. Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm coinciding with them. I don't care what your elder got to say. If he ain't agreeing with them, if Paul said that the Jews had a religion, I'm rocking with Paul. If Paul said that you can become a Jew, he used the word Judaize. If Paul said that you can be turned into a Jew, I'm rocking with Paul. If the author of Esther said that people could become Jews who were not Jews, I'm rocking with that. If the history supports that, I'm rocking with that. If the language supports that, I'm rocking with that. Do you know how much stuff I would have to just dismiss to get on your page? I don't love your elder that much like that. Maybe you got your head that far up his behind, but not me. I don't wish nothing bad on him, but my head ain't that far up his behind. That's y'all. Y'all be jocking these elders real hard. Y'all some elder jockeys. Y'all know how y'all be watching the horses race, and they're off. This elder up front with this brother right here riding hard. Bringing up the rear of this other elder with this sister riding hard. That's all y'all do is jock these elders. Some elder jockeys. That's what they are, some elder jockeys. Y'all know the horse race. Go look at it. Y'all get out of there. What I'm talking about. A bunch of elder jockeys come on here. Haven't had an original thought since they were 10. A lot of y'all ain't nothing but a bunch of echoes. But you know the thing about an echo? It eventually fades out. That's all y'all are, echoes. Y'all ever heard an echo in real life in a cave, in an empty house? What happens after a while? It repeats for a while, but eventually it fades out. And that's how I view y'all. Y'all just a bunch of echoes. I hear you, and then I just fade you out. Well, my elder said, that's all I hear. I don't hear nothing after that. You fade out. You're just an echo. Right? Romans 2, this is the last one, 25-29. Paul was getting on the hypocrisy of the Jews, and then Paul is going to tell you something that you've been knowing since the Old Testament. What really makes you a Jew? The religion. You're going to see this. Romans chapter 2, that is going to make all the sense in the world. 25-29. Read, please.
Romans chapter 2, verse 25. For circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law.
Mm-hmm.
But if thou be a breaker of the law, by circumcision is made uncircumcision.
Now, Paul said, for circumcision verily, which means truly profiteth, if you keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. If you are familiar with the New Testament, you will know that the word circumcision is sometimes used synonymously with the word Jew. And uncircumcision is used synonymously with the word Gentile or non-Jew. So what Paul is saying is, being a Jew truly trumpets you, you keep the law. But if you be a breaker of the law, then your Jewhood has been lost. Or you have lost your Jewhood. That's all he's saying. So he's letting you know what makes you a Jew is the religion. Remember, the law is the religion. You know, Paul is basing your Jewhood on whether you're practicing the religion. What were the Jews' religion, Jeff?
Judaism.
And what was Judaism? What was it?
A religion.
And what was the religion? Like, what were the tenets?
Keeping the commandments.
Keeping the commandments, keeping the laws and stuff. That's what it was. You see how Paul is basing you being a Jew off the religion? See, now that I don't walk it all the way back with the word religion, like I said, I can do this from a million different angles. Now I've shown you that it's based off the religion. You can see that's all Paul is saying. Continue, please.
Verse 26. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision?
Therefore, if the non-Jew or the Gentile keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his non-Jewhood be counted for Jewhood? But what does it mean to keep the law? It means to practice Judaism, to practice the religion. So what this is saying is, if a biological, genetic, or blood non-Jew practice the religion, will he not be considered a Jew by the religion? See, I push the religion. Y'all push the blood. But the Bible agrees with me. God always cared about the religion. From the very beginning, if you obey my covenant, if you obey my religion, that's all he was saying. If you worship me the way I told you to worship me. But all these counts out here don't turn it on upside down because they're ran by Satan. And y'all can't see that. And I weep for a lot of y'all because I know a lot of y'all really are seeking the truth. But a lot of y'all don't care about the truth. A lot of y'all love this lie. I'm not talking to y'all. You love the lie. I mean, there's nothing for us to talk about. Continue, please.
Verse 27. And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee? Who by the letter of circumcision does transgress the law?
Now look what it says, right? It says, and shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, meaning you are a natural non-Jew, by blood. It says, and shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, if it practices Judaism, if it practices the religion, right, shall not the non-Jew, if they practice the religion, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision, what's the letter? That's the scriptures. So you are a Jew according to the scriptures, and you are naturally a Jew. You're breaking the law. So it's telling you that a non, this is Paul asking the question, it's a rhetorical question. He's asking them, if a non-Jew practices the religion, won't he be able to condemn you even though according to the scriptures and your natural birth, you're a Jew? But let me show you how this reads. This one verse reads in other translations so y'all can see this exactly what it is saying. First, you're going to read it in the ESV. Keep going here, wait a minute. I'm going to read it in God's Word. I ain't read this one in a while. Romans 2 and 27. The uncircumcised man who carries out what those laws say will condemn you for not following them. He will condemn you in spite of the fact that you are circumcised and have those laws in writing. You see how these other translations that you see, that they understand exactly what is being said?
That's Matthew chapter 12, verse 41 and 42, with the queen of the south and the men of Nineveh right there, judging them Israelites.
There you go. Look what it says in the Contemporary English Version, or the CEV. So everyone who obeys the law but has never been circumcised will condemn you, even though you are circumcised and have the law and still don't obey its teaching. See, they all understood that what really makes you a Jew, right? Now read verse 28, and I got to read the parallel translation, so that will read that.
Okay. Romans 2, verse 28, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh.
Now it says, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. He is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. You jumping up, changing your name to a Hebrew name, throwing Israel or Yasharallah on your, in your name, wearing the fringes, speaking and using Hebrew words and dialect, that's all outwardly. You know, stuff we can see. That's what outwardly means, what you can see, right? Or what you can actually touch. He said, that's not, Paul said, that's not what makes you a Jew. What makes you a Jew? Continue.
Verse 29. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.
But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart. Remember, circumcision is how you became a Jew through conversion. So your heart has to be converted. Even if you are a physical Jew, has to be converted for you to be a true Jew. That means you have to be practicing the religion. And then it says, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter. The letter is the law, y'all. You can go back into the law. Old Testament, read who the Jews are. Paul said in the spirit. And remember, the context of this letter is comparing Jewish believers to non-Jewish believers when it comes to keeping the law. So we got to keep it in context. It says, in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. See, everybody who makes an outward show of being a Jew, they're looking for praise from man. That's what Paul, that's what Jesus was talking about with the Pharisees. Everything they do is to be seen of man and to be praised of men. But look what it says right here in the ERV. Let me see if I can pull this up. ERV disappearing and coming back. I guess I got too many of these fuckers open. Right? He does what he want to do. Right? This is Romans chapter 2, 28 and 29 in the easy to read version. You are not a true Jew if you are only a Jew in your physical body. Wow. You see what that said, Jeff? You are not a true Jew if you are only a Jew in your physical body. That's the same thing to say you're not a true Jew if you're just a Jew by blood.
Right.
That's the same thing, right? True circumcision is not only on the outside of the body. A true Jew is one who is a Jew inside. True circumcision is done in the heart. It is done by the Spirit, not by the written law. And anyone who is circumcised in the heart by the Spirit gets praise from God, not from people. See, that's where I look for praise from. Making 12 tribes charts and trying to be super Hebraic real hard on finding out if you are a Jew by blood, you're looking for praise from man. That's all for the flesh. I don't care how you try to spin it. That's what you're looking for that for. Who's that going to benefit knowing that you are a Jew by blood? Who's that for? When God don't even care about that. God care about the religion. Are you keeping the religion? Remember, the Pharisees made a big show. Yeah, extra long fringes and everything. But they weren't living right. He care about the religion. Look how I read through it in the Bible in basic English. Romans chapter 2:28-29. The true Jew is not one who is only sold publicly, and circumcision is not that which may be seen in the flesh. 29. But he is a Jew who is a secret one. That's funny. Whose circumcision is of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. This is from your boy Paul. They love quoting Paul until Paul goes against them. They remind me of the Christians. This is the last one, the contemporary English version, Romans 2, 28. Just because you live like a Jew and are circumcised doesn't make you a real Jew. Do y'all know that the other translations keep throwing that real in there because they notice what Paul is saying? 29. To be a real Jew, you must obey the law. Wow. Do y'all see this? Jeff, are you hearing what this is saying?
Plain and simple.
To be a real Jew, you must obey the law. Notice he's making it about the religion because that's what the religion was, the law. True circumcision is something that happens deep in your heart, not something done to your body. And besides, you should want praise from God and not from humans. So not only have you learned that being a Jew is a religion too, it's also the only kind of Jew God cares about. That's the only one he acknowledges. He don't care about no regular, the physical Jews who ain't keeping the religion. So that's what he's really looking for Why so much emphasis put on trying to identify who the physical Jews are and not the practicing of the religion Jews? Why so much emphasis put on trying to document thousands of years of history to figure out if you're one of them when God don't care about that? He cares about the religion, the laws, the statutes, and commandments. That's all he feeds. And, of course, you know, faith in Jesus Christ. Let's not forget about faith in the Son. But you don't see any of this other mess we out here trying to do. We wasting our time. If you want to learn the Hebrew language and some Hebrew words as like a personal, you know what I'm saying, hobby, then that's fine. But don't think that by saying names in Hebrew and words in Hebrew doesn't make you any closer to God. He don't see that. All he sees is obedience to the religion. That's all he sees. He doesn't recognize anything else. So a Jew by religion trumps a Jew by blood if the Jew by blood is not practicing the religion. Now, if the Jew by blood is practicing the religion, blessings upon the Jew first and also the Greek. There's still an order to things. Israel first, but only if Israel is practicing the religion. It ain't no Israel first, y'all, if those Israelites are not practicing the religion. If you are not practicing the religion, God don't see you. You are invisible to him. You don't exist. So, sisters and brothers, we have shown you that being a Jew or a Hebrew or an Israelite is also a religion. We showed it to you in the Old Testament. We showed it to you in the New Testament. We showed it to you in the Apocrypha. We showed it to you in the history. And we showed it to you in the Greek language and in the Hebrew language. So if anybody tries to tell you that they are a Hebrew or an Israelite or a Jew, but they don't have a religion, they have not read these scriptures. They are simply echo chambers. Somebody told them to say that, and they went out and said it. They are parakeets sitting on the shoulders of a pirate. They just repeat whatever they're told. They have not done any research. They are sitting under pseudo-scholars and pseudo-scholars. Exactly. Right? I don't have a religion. I don't have a religion. Right? Yeah, because you heard that pirate say it. You are parrots. You have not done any research. But if somebody is truly a Jew, they are a Jew by the religion, because God do not care about the Jew by flesh or by blood or by ancestry if that Jew is not practicing the religion, which would really make you a Jew. We'll be back after these messages. All right, everybody. All right. First of all, we'd like to thank everybody for coming out today.